Welcome to the TJ Fanaticos podcast.
Ooh. I thought we were through for the day. I'm sitting here about to pack up. And Rob said, hey, y'all haven't done that Fanatico podcast yet. I was like, oh, man. And then I'd already gotten me a snack. I'm eating a pirate's booty. Pirate's booty.
Is that popcorn? I don't think I've ever had that.
It's kind of popcorn, but not really. It's more like, I think it's kind of like a puffy Cheeto, but it's, you know, less calories and stuff like that. And this is big. Aged white cheddar.
Ooh. Is it better than white cheddar popcorn?
No.
It's not as good as that?
No.
Is it healthier?
I think it's supposed to be, yeah. But it's not bad.
If I'm getting snacks, I don't want a baked Lay. I don't want a baked Cheeto. Mm-hmm. It's a snack. I mean, that's not where I choose to save the cal. I mean, I'm not saving calories anywhere. But that's not the place I would do it.
But this is all we have. Lindsay brought them in here. And, you know, and some Skinny Pop. There's the popcorn, but it's Skinny Pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send it back.
I'm telling you, get that crap out of here. So, where the hell is my phone? Look, if you haven't gotten the Distill Union Wally Jr. MagSafe wallet for your phone, you need to do it. And look what I figured out, Regans, because, you know, they don't market it to be carrying cash around. They market it to say you don't need to be carrying cash.
Right.
But I'm still old school. I like to have a little cash on me. So, look, so you got this little strap here, and when you pull it up, your cards pop up.
Yeah.
Look what I done figured out how to do. Ooh, look at that.
Fold it and put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I got two 50s right there. Nice. I know.
Look at that. $50 bill.
Two of them make $100. I got $100.
Man, big bills.
I'm going to the track.
Yeah, really?
The dog track.
You prefer carrying a big bill over a small bill?
Yeah.
You like that better?
Yeah, because it's a lot easier to, like, if you got a $100 bill or some 20s, it's a lot easier to spend 20s.
Yes, it is.
You know, because you look at it like, I don't really want to break that 100 for a Coke. You know.
I heard a stripper say, this is totally unrelated. She goes, when I'm working, not only do they make it rain on me, they make it hail on me. And she showed up, they were throwing quarters at her.
Oh.
But she was happy because there was a lot of quarters.
Yeah, but I thought they usually didn't allow that.
I've never heard of anybody doing that.
Because it's dangerous.
Because y'all like getting rained on. I like getting hailed on. Say quarters. Bing, ping, ping.
So if you want that, if you want to be like me, or you want your guy to be like me, like I am, then order the phone wallet, Wally Jr., MagSafe phone wallet. It's great. And you know what? It makes my butt look so much better.
Does it really?
Because I carry that on my phone in my front pocket, and that means that my butt is smooth for all to enjoy.
Yes, that is important.
Yep. Go to tjriggins.com/gift and use the code TJ, and you'll get 20% off. Perfect gift. Perfect, I'm saying. Perfect. So go do that, please. We continue today with, I'm trying to read this without grabbing my glasses and putting them on again because it's so annoying, but I can't do it. Top red flags women should watch out for in men when it comes to dating. We did 5 and 4 yesterday. Guys who say all their exes are crazy, and guys with no friends. Those are red flags, and we'll get to the next one in the countdown coming up next.
More of TJ's Fanatico podcast is coming up. Sure, it's critical. It's opinionated, but it's fun. It's the TJ Fanatico podcast.
Okay, and trying to keep it fresh and not just being, you know, the same old thing over and over. Riggins has come up with these top 5 things, and then I am poised to let him know whether they're wrong or not.
That's the way it works.
So I mean, that's pretty much the way things go. All right. So number three on the list of the top red flags women should watch out for in men when it comes to dating: jealous guys. I really agree with this one wholeheartedly.
I think it's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Not because the jealousy is so bad itself. It's what the jealousy leads to.
Mm-hmm.
Paranoia, yelling, being uncomfortable with her going out with her friends, even if it's a girl's night out. I think it leads to other bad things.
Yeah. Now, I also don't believe that all jealousy is insecurity. You know, sometimes we'll talk about that on the regular show, and people go, if you're just too insecure, when you're talking about, like, maybe a woman who has a guy friend at work, and they go out to dinner twice a week, just the two of them, and the husband doesn't like it, then they'll go, he's just being insecure. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But if someone is jealous to the point where you're always fighting, you have to worry about whether you can talk to your friends or not, and whether he's going to be upset by it, or she even, but we're talking about the men in this one. Cause there are a lot of guys who are jealous of their wives or girlfriends having other female friends.
Yeah.
You know,
and what ends up happening is then you start to become secretive about totally innocent things just out of fear that he's not going to, or he's going to interpret it some kind of way. So you start acting in secret, even though you're totally trying to live your life.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a relationship with a really jealous person?
Yes. Yeah. And the jealous person did not react well when I didn't have a big reaction to her trying to make me jealous.
Yeah.
She was doing the same thing.
So she was jealous and she wanted you to be as jealous as she is.
Exactly. And acting in a way that she thought would make me jealous. So then she starts acting like a jerk.
Yeah.
In hopes that I will have some sort of emotional reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that typically did not work with me.
I used to be more jealous than I am now, but I look at it now, like if my wife, you know, were messing around with somebody else, I wouldn't blame her. You know,
go ahead.
I mean, I don't really have what you would call a lot of stuff going on for myself here. You know, not exactly the winner husband, you know.
Oh, is that how you think about yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of really successful men around here.
Yeah.
And who still have their hair and they're not fat, whatever. So if she fell in with one of them, I would be sad, but I wouldn't not understand.
You would understand it?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that makes me sad to hear that you have such a low perception of yourself.
I think it's just more reality. When I was young, though, I would say, she's not going to do better than me, you know, because I was successful. I was still good looking. I was, you know.
Cocky?
No, I wasn't cocky. That's what made it so much better. I was all of those wonderful things that I could have been cocky about, but I wasn't. See? Humble yet blessed, better than what most men were.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was still humble about it.
You were. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I knew it.
Right.
I knew, you know, how effing awesome I was.
I tweeted about it a couple times, whatever.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But, I mean, if my wife right now, you know, some guy came along and she was wanting him over me.
Yeah.
And he was good looking and rich. And I wouldn't say that he has a better personality than I do.
Yeah, that would be killed. That would kill me.
Yeah.
She's like, he's just more.
If he's nice, better looking, rich,
I can
whatever.
Handle all that.
Yeah.
I think I would be able to as well.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to. I mean, if she thought he had a better personality than I do or whatever, then she'd just be mistaken. I would chalk that part of it up to just her being an idiot.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, I would go, all right.
It's like that scene in, I know you've never seen Ocean's 11, and George Clooney and Julia Roberts were married at one point, but they've been divorced a long time, and they finally meet up, and George Clooney's all handsome, and he's like, you know, trying to be charming. And he's asking about her new husband or boyfriend, and he goes, does he make you laugh? Dottie Hatter, and she goes, "Well, he doesn't make me cry." And that just crushed him. So, But hearing somebody has a better personality than you, that would make me jealous.
Mm-hmm.
That would piss me off.
Yeah. You know, just like I have to fight the urge to throw things up, you know, when I'm, and I don't know whether this would fall in the jealousy category or not, but for years, I mean, since I was a very young adult, I have been into politics, and I've always thought that one day when I got through being funny on the radio, I was going to be a political talk show host, and I was going to be Rush Limbaugh or whatever. And I know all of this stuff, and it's, you know, it's, I study it as if I'm hosting, you know, if I were to be thrown on an AM radio station, a news talk station, to host a conservative show this afternoon, I would kill it because I'm ready. I got all this stuff. But now when Jody is interested in the news and what's going on in Israel and then what's going on in the election and this, that, and the other, when she grabs on to something that somebody else says that I've been saying for years or that I've always known or whatever, and she's just kind of like, okay. But then, like, comes to me and shows, did you see what, you know, this, like, this preacher that we watch, he's from Virginia, and he was talking about the Israel situation and politics and stuff like that in his sermon the other day. And I'm sitting here thinking, why is it different if he's saying it or somebody on social media is saying it or somebody on Newsmax is saying it when I've been your authority sitting here for 30 years? Mm-hmm. Is that a jealousy thing?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't throw it up at her or anything like that. But I do sit there and go, well, what do you think my – I don't have hobbies and stuff. That's my hobby, I guess. Keeping up with all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It is jealousy, but everybody gets jealous. I think that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when the jealousy becomes like a dominating personality trait.
Right. When you hamper the other person's way of life with your jealousy, unless it's founded.
Yeah.
You know, she could be. You know, she has a female friend that she goes out with all the time, and they could be going out and messing with guys.
They could be.
You know, but if you're jealous because she went to lunch with her friend, her other girl that she's friends with, because they may have talked about some guy in the office that they think is funny or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like you hanging out with her. She's bad news.
Yeah, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. Do you think more men or more women are jealous of their spouses or significant others? I think it's probably men, but there are a lot of jealous women.
I think that it's probably more women because I don't think women are. I don't think they're in any type of situation where they're as many types of situations where there could be something to be jealous about. You know, I think women, they're more social and, you know, for fun, they're going to go out with their friends to, you know, to this bar or whatever. Whereas guys may just sit home and watch ball games.
Right.
You know,
there's more opportunities,
but I think there are different things. I think maybe most women have a higher threshold for things of, you know, day-to-day things that make them jealous. You know, like a guy can look at his wife and she's wearing something revealing or whatever, and he'd be like, oh, you don't need to be wearing that. And, you know, men are going to be doing this and this and this and that. Whereas men aren't going to come out scantily clad and have their wives go, hey, that's showing your bulge too much. You're not wearing that to work today.
They're going to be all over you.
Yeah.
No, get back in there and change. Put on something. Put on your chinos. What?
Those pleats make it look like you're aroused.
Yeah. Who, you, John Hamm? That big old thing?
But I think women, I don't know. I was going to say, I think women suspect other women more than they suspect their guy.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and so do guys. I was going to say they do that more, but guys do the same thing because guys always, I know what he's after and why he's doing what he's doing. And yeah, he's not just being nice. Yeah.
It's not restricted to that, but they're going to pay, you're going to pay the price if that person is jealous, whether it's other women or you interacting with those other, you end up paying the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So red flag if he's too jealous. But he's got to be jealous enough to care, make you think he cares. That was your problem.
Yeah, it can be a fine line when you have to let him know you care, but you're not going to act in an emotional, you're not going to have this crazy emotional response to whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And they hate that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just calm and they're acting jealous and they want you to get a rise, you just got to really lower the temperature and that'll make them nuts.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of women will get jealous over just nothing. Like one time my wife got upset because there was a really pretty woman. I didn't know that, notice that she was hot one way or the other. And we were at the grocery store and I just walked up and I go, wow, nice melons. And she was standing in front of the cantaloupes. And my wife found that to be, I was like, I'm talking about the cantaloupes.
A little uptight, Joe.
Not those melons that she's got in her shirt.
A little different.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's the TJ's Fanatical Podcast with TJ and Riggins.